This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the February 9th, 2024. The first patient is Sylvia Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old female that is followed in our practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant. The underlying disease was focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. The patient was transplanted on May 20th, 2019. Period. This is a cadaver transplant. The patient is feeling well. She doesn't have any specific complaints. The evaluation, the CBC without any anemia, the platelets are with a normal range, differential count is normal. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1. The BUN is 60, the estimated GFR is 59. The patient has an albumin of 4.1. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits, calcium level 9.3. The protein creatinine ratio in the urine is 92 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Tacrolimus level 5.4. The BK virus in the blood is negative. We have to mention that the BK virus in urine was positive, and we were pursuing this BK virus. We will continue testing the patient. Number 2, arterial hypertension, that is under control. Blood pressure reading today 102 over 71. Following number. The blood sugar seems to be under control. In the fasting blood sugar was 156. For some reason, we don't have the hemoglobin A1C. We will order for the next appointment. Following number, the kidney donor was hepatitis C positive. The patient received therapy for hepatitis C. She's slightly overweight, and we emphasize the need for her to lose weight, follow the plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, and the fluid restriction re-evaluation. In 3 months with laboratory workup, we spend 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes in the documentation.